I went to The Hague, to the Office of Passport Control, and showed the reviewing officer my problem. He was very understanding. "I sympathize with you," he said, "but there's nothing we can do." "You see," I said, "I'm a missionary. I want to go to these countries to contact the Christians there." He considered this for a moment. Then he shook his head. "We can't even give you hints about how to get a new passport quickly, such as, for instance, doing a lot of travel to nearby countries and always insisting that they stamp your papers so that your passport will fill up sooner. We couldn't even give you hints like that, don't you see? I'm very sorry." Within a few weeks, I had a new passport. Corrie was reluctant to let me go. She still had not got over the shock of our arrest in Yugoslavia. But when the shipment of Bulgarian and Romanian Bibles arrived from the British and Foreign Bible Society in London, she helped me stow them away in the car herself. "A bargain's a bargain," she said. "After all, I signed on as the wife of a missionary." When the actual day of departure came, neither one of us was feeling very brave. We were packing the leftover space in the Volkswagen with clothes for the camps in Austria I would visit on the way. We had moved the clothing depot out of our room, per doctor's orders, and into the tiny hallway of the main house, where it was making life miserable for everyone. "Bulgaria and Romania," Corrie said softly. "Those aren't Yugoslavia. You get arrested in those countries, and I might never see you again. We want you back, Andrew, your baby and I." And of course I tried to reassure her, but I was feeling far from cheery myself. I climbed into the heavily loaded car and started the engine. "You've got your money?" Corrie asked. I felt my wallet. For once I was going with more than enough. I couldn't understand why so many gifts had come from readers of Kracht von Umhug lately. It cost me very little to travel, sleeping in the tent whenever I could, fixing my own meals. I had tried to leave the extra amount with Corrie, but as though with a strange foreknowledge, she had insisted that I take it with me. Yes, the money was all safe. And so, with a last kiss, I was off. It bothered me a little, as I headed from the Austrian camp toward Yugoslavia, that I was having to go back into a country from which I had so recently been expelled. But there was absolutely no other practical route into Bulgaria. The only other way to go would be a long and costly trip the length of Italy by boat to Greece, and then the long drive up through Greek Macedonia. As I had anticipated, there had been no trouble getting a new visa. Yugoslavian paperwork was notoriously inefficient, and the fact that I was persona non grata had not yet been forwarded to the Western consulates. The only place where there might be trouble, I thought, was at the border itself. Heart pounding, I pulled up at the frontier, but the guard only glanced at my passport.